Coach, just some general reaction on the game, and then a senior night that's for you a little more emotional than the others.
Yeah, certainly there was a lot of emotion there. There always is on senior night. I think we got ourselves to a point at 2-1 where I thought we were grounded and giving ourselves a chance in this one. And you know, all of a sudden we give up a goal on an initial rush on their power play, and you know, they made a super play on the fourth goal to kind of, for all intents and purposes, close out the game, you know, and the game was unfortunately still a little bit dictated by that super line they have, you know, with Mueller and Murphy and Chloe Erard, and it's a tough thing to answer against, particularly when two of them are on the power play and two are 5-on-5, and as I said, the fourth one was a pretty super play, but you know, I thought there were some good things to take out of the game. I still believe we have to be a little bit more thorough on D, but some of the credit has to go with how fast they can move the puck and collect pucks and you know, and put the puck behind us. But you know, we got to regroup and go back over there and play in their senior night tomorrow, and then certainly have ourselves ready for a single elimination scenario that starts on probably Wednesday.
Coach, personally for you, what have just the last 2 days been like? Have you had time to reflect on an outstanding career?
I mean, I certainly get very proud to say that there's been a lot of people touching base, a lot of people that have been part of my life. And, you know, I said to a lot of them in response that the people, the peers, and the student athletes you coach are the real rock stars in this process. You know, we're only as good as the people around us. I don't think of myself as being anything special, but I'm you know, super humbled and ever grateful for the opportunities I've had at Boston University for sure, but Colgate Brown and AIC, where I also spent time coaching. Thankful to all those people, all those institutions, and I really look forward to catching up to all the student athletes, or continue to catch up with all the student athletes over the years. But you know, it was a whirlwind 48 hours, and you're thinking about getting ready for the game, and you're thinking about how we're going to recognize the seniors properly again, as we always do. But yeah, I'll think about it more down the road. You know, we still got enough going on here the next week or 10 days or as long as it goes. But I've been lucky. I'll keep it at that.
Jumping back to the game just for a second, you talked about that first line a little bit with McFeastern, but like, beyond just the skill, what makes them so cohesive and strong as a line, and how can you kind of try to stop a line that skilled going into, you know, the rematch tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, the best way to stop them is, while you play assertively, you have to be a little bit conservative. You got to really be careful about taking a step in the wrong direction, because you're not going to catch them. You know, you've got to make good decisions, take good angles. And as far as what makes them good, I think, is the fact that they all see the game very well. If you are a great skater and a shooter, if, you know, you're the big power left winger, that may not make you thorough, but they're strong on their skates. They're good skaters, and they all see the game. And, you know, I had a very impartial person who saw them play. I think it was in the Beanpot game, and he's a good hockey person who just said, it's amazing how smart they are. And when that happens, you know, the puck can move faster than the skater. And when you add the skill they have, and I said it before, when there were two of them there, Chloe and Alina, you had a chance, but Murphy sort of adds to the last part, because she is a classic great skater and a great shooter, but also thinks the game, and it's a tough matchup, period.
And can you speak to Nadia scoring that goal on Phillips on her senior night? You have the Italian national anthem playing pregame. Just talk a little about her career and what it means to see her score.
Yeah, she's had a wonderful career, and is a you know, highly skilled player who's going to play some hockey beyond here. And I like the fact that it was a power play goal, not just for her, but for the whole group, because that is an area that I think we can get a goal or two, and you know, maybe be a deciding factor as we head toward playoff time, and even a night like tomorrow night. But good to show the composure and the poise, and give themselves a chance.
Coach, Coach, you look at the 6-0 loss against Northeastern late December, and tonight is a very different looking team. So can you just speak to kind of the second half turnaround, especially comparing against a tough component?
Sure, I would agree with it. It's a different looking game today. It was a different looking game at the Bean Pond. Again, the tough loss we had to Boston College, I think, would fall in the same line. So I see it as, you know, an 8-9 game run where the kids, I think they've played fairly loose, fairly assertively, and, you know, with a level more confidence. And I think a lot of that has to do with the leaders, the kids up, the oldest kids in the team, that they've really stayed pretty grounded during the our season when it hasn't gone exactly how we want or had the record we want, but they've stayed grounded and did a real nice job of keeping everybody together and sort of playing for the front of the sweater, you know, playing for the team and playing for each other.
I guess, you know, there's a chance you guys could host a play-in game in the hockey's tournament, but this might be your last game coaching at Wally B. Any moments stick out to you over the years from coaching here, or just the emotions, you know, of
I always think of the first day we came on the ice back there for practice in 2005. It was a grand day with all this sparkling brand new equipment. You know, the lights were shining, and was a great day with that initial group. I think that first group always has a little bit of a spot in my heart because 10 of them, I think, made it through all 4 years. They were kind of a foundation, and we were a pretty good team in their third and fourth year. The first win maybe against BC was another one. I think we won 3-1 in here. And then there was a game here that it ended up being a 3-3 tie, but we were being outshot something like 27-4 midway through the game, and we got a late goal in the second, and all of a sudden we got one in the third, and we got another one to tie it, and I think we came this close to winning it. But that was long before we should have probably been beating them, but it was a grand night. And you probably also have to go back to beating Mercyhurst here and probably the University of Minnesota the night Natalie Flynn scored in overtime, and those would be some ones I rattle off fairly quickly. But every day coming to the rink has been a good day, and as I said, I was lucky to be that person who had some good fortune come my way.
And this question is kind of a big picture question, maybe a little bit too big picture, but I guess in your time here as coach, is there like a piece of culture that you brought to the team, or sort of some guiding philosophies that you hope carry on to program in future years, you know, with other coaches and other players coming on the ice?
Yeah, two things that maybe jump at me is we've talked an awful lot about taking on conflict and solving problems on your own. I don't think females handle those things the same way guys do. You know, guys will go out and smack each other, and then they'll be down an hour later having lunch together, where, you know, females, it sometimes can go in the wrong direction. And we've really talked about the kids preparing themselves for life, for dealing with conflicts, whether it's your company, your boss, your family, and that would certainly be one thing. And then, I have a great uncle who's a Hall of Fame baseball guy named Leo Durocher, and he always believed nice guys finish last. Well, I've tried to prove him wrong and be a good guy and make sure those young ladies know that I care about them now and in the future.